Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program, we get to chat with owner of 21st Century Rehab at Dallas County Hospital, Clint Luderman. So let's just get started with this, a free exam day at 21st Century Rehab at the Dallas County Hospital. Can you just kind of give me the latest background and what our listeners should know about that event?
People that may have aches, pains, things that have been bothering them for a while, not really sure what to do about them, gives them an opportunity to come in, talk to one of our therapists, spend about a half hour just discussing what maybe they can do or maybe what their next steps should be, whether it's they need to do more formal therapy or they need to maybe make a couple of changes or see the physician or kind of what their next step should be or maybe what their diagnosis is, what's causing the problem.
And now when I look at something like what you guys do with rehab and physical therapy, first thing that comes to my mind is how expensive that can be. But how important do you think it is to kind of have this entry level day where people can come in and just get checked out and just kind of go from there and kind of lay out their options and just get involved with the community that way?
Sure. A lot of times people just don't know where to go, right? So you heard something, you've been dealing with something for a while and you think, oh, it's fine, it'll go away. It's just an opportunity because, yeah, people are looking at cost and what this can involve in time a lot of times as well. And just the unknown will often make people step back and not want to do anything about it. I don't know if it's not going to work. I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to invest the time if it's not going to help, or even maybe this isn't even the right path. And so it's an opportunity for people in the community or even surrounding areas to, like I said, just understand maybe what is going on, what's causing the problem. It's a time to ask some questions, get some more information, and then ideally we can kind of help guide the next steps. There's no cost to it. You get to come in. We think it's an opportunity just to serve the community and kind of get people comfortable with healthcare again, because the last few months have been kind of scary for healthcare. And so getting people comfortable with that as well.
And now, as far as pain thresholds go, and I'm guilty of this myself, but just kind of prolonging an injury that maybe something that could have been dealt with in a very swift and manageable fashion at the beginning, but prolonged can turn into something serious. At what point should someone seek out medical care, whether it be from ache, pains, or just what are some things that people should look out for?
That's a tough question sometimes, but you're right. Pretty much everybody we see this has been going on for a few months and I just thought it would get better. Very common to hear that all the time. We do have a few patients that we've seen in the past and see somewhat regularly. They know that, if I got something that starts bothering me or I've dealt with this before, I realize if I go into therapy and I call those guys and I get scheduled, sometimes it's just a matter of a couple of weeks and I'm feeling better. And so we have a lot of people that have started taking advantage of that knowledge, right? So I've been having back pain for years. I went to therapy for a while. It's feeling so much better. Maybe 6 months to a year later, it starts to come back again, or I did something. They'll call us right away, get back in. We can relook at things and give them some new things to work on. When is it? Your question was kind of, at what point, when do you need to be concerned? That's a tough call. You go out and you do some more work and you're doing different things and you've got the normal aches and pains. That's pretty typical. If it's lasting for more than a week or so, that's not normal. It should get better. Things should go away. And not that you have to run to see us or the physician right away, but just something to be mindful of. For sure, if it's been going on for a month, that's not typical. Tissues heal. And so things shouldn't last that long.
And now in regards to this free exam day, is there anything else that people should know or anything that people just have with them, or what do they need to bring to kind of get the most out of this experience?
Absolutely. So when you come into your appointments, and they are scheduled appointments, so we're taking appointments from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Tuesday, August 25th. Call now, schedule your appointments. It's a half hour time slot, so you can know that you'll be there for about a half hour. There's just a couple, just a brief health history form at intake, so we can know maybe some background on your health history. So that helps kind of guide what we're doing. And then we will do temperature checks. We're doing screenings at the door like we always have for all of our patients. So you'll have that. You do need to wear a mask to come in. We're asking people to do that just to be mindful of everyone else in here, all the other patients that are in here as well. And then you'll come in. We'll bring you back into one of the treatment rooms. And it's just kind of a discussion on what's been going on. You can tell us your history. We may look at a few things, maybe do a few hands-on tests or just some positional things, just depending on exactly what's going on. And then from there, maybe give you an idea of this is what we think is going on. This is probably what's causing your symptoms, and this is maybe the best route to go with that.
And now, you need a couple of weeks here in Dallas County, and Perry specifically. One of the things that I've noticed and had to deal with myself is this, a lot more yard work after the storms last week. As far as anyone who's not regularly going out and trimming leaves, picking up tree branches, I'm sure that can cause some damage. Can you kind of just walk through some tips that you'd recommend to kind of be as safe as possible when out and about attending to the duties following the storm?
Sure, absolutely. We've had a lot of patients coming in. I'm a lot more sore. I'm a lot more stiff, and I can't imagine why. It's been interesting, right? It's been a trying week for a lot of people, and a lot of cleanup, a lot of bending and lifting and carrying and pushing and pulling. And the big thing, and I've heard a few patients saying this, you know, I'll go out and work for a while, take a little break. Go out and work for a while, take a little break. Just to be mindful of how your body feels, listen to your body. It's been kind of hot again, making sure you're staying hydrated and just taking care of yourself. If you're getting those aches and pains, again, that's typical. Try to keep moving. Don't just sit and do nothing. That doesn't necessarily help either. So finding a happy medium, a good balance of doing activity and resting. And then, again, just being mindful of what you're doing and why you're doing it. How things feel, if you have any of those sharp, sudden pains, that's usually something bad. If it's just the ache and pain from doing activity after the fact, then that's pretty typical. So, again, just being mindful, taking breaks, using good mechanics, trying not to just bend over at the waist, but use your legs. All of the good body mechanics tips that we usually give out.
And that was our conversation with Clint Luderman of 21st Century Rehab at Dallas County Hospital. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.